I hope this works, Clint mumbled under his breath.
Me too. You sure you want to go through with it? There's a lot of risk.
The blood from Thunder's head was flowing down between the lenses of his aviators. Clint couldn't tell if his friend was breathing anymore. He wasn't sure when these people had become more than just traveling companions to him. Maybe it was during the ceremony, or on the hill, or in the boat, but it had happened. They were his friends, whether he meant for them to be or not. Clint tightened his fist and his resolve. He didn't answer Kodiwande verbally. He didn't need to. Even if Kodiwande couldn't sense his precise thoughts, there was no mistaking an intention that powerful building in the brain. Clint's skin began to tingle, a sensation altogether different from the blood rush he'd just experienced. This felt different, smoother, like some piece of him he'd never noticed was expanding. Kodiwande began to form a word in Clint's throat. Clint had never been more aware of the tremors of his vocal cords. Each vibration sent ripples of burning heat through his throat. As the word rose toward his mouth, Clint would have sworn he was vomiting a cinder. It hurt unlike anything he'd ever experienced, but he didn't try to cry out or tell Kodiwande to stop. This was happening, for better or worse. As Clint opened his mouth to let the word escape, he was almost surprised when the sound reached his ears. He'd have sworn such a word would scorch the very air.